News you can trust. Opinions that matter. Now, Ben Fordham comments.
Well, have a listen to this, Australia. Our richest person, Gina Rinehart, says Australia's got a lesson to learn from China. And China's government is doing a better job than ours. Now, when I first read the headline, I must admit I was taken aback. Because when we talk about China, this is the same mob that locks up protesters and journalists, and the same mob that's accused of having concentration camps and bullying Australia with tariffs, and we know that they did that for years. But Gina Rinehart isn't commenting on China's social policies. She's talking about the economy and the military, and also a little bit on education. Gina Rinehart asked an audience on the Gold Coast over the weekend which country's government understands the importance of reliable electricity production and is building many coal-fired power stations and nuclear ones. The answer is China. Right now, China is building 126 coal-fired power plants. They have another 206 coal-fired power plants in the pipeline. And right now, China's building about 22 nuclear power plants. This is on top of the 55 they're already operating. Meanwhile, Australia can't build one new coal-fired power plant or one nuclear power plant. Not a single one. Instead, we have the Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, forcing us to buy wind turbines and solar panels that are made in Chinese factories. And by the way, those factories are powered by the Chinese government's huge fleet of, you guessed it, coal and nuclear power plants. They're running rings around us. Gina Rinehart doesn't stop at energy. She takes aim at our military. She says, which country's government is running down its military, lessening its defence spending, causing a decrease in military personnel, lowering morale, while the other country's government is doing the opposite? Well, sadly, the answer to that one is Australia. Again, Gina Rinehart is bang on. In China, soldiers are revered and well-equipped. They have 56 submarines and a strong air force to back them up. In the Australian Defence Force, members are lectured about woke politics. And the top brass can't even manage to give our soldiers the medals they've been promised for serving. Gina Rinehart then turns her focus to education, slamming the Australian government for lowering education standards, adding woke agendas, making students anxious with climate-induced global extinction propaganda, and teaching students not to be proud of their country. Young Chinese kids, of course, think their country is destined for greatness as the world's superpower. Meanwhile, Aussie kids are constantly bombarded with negative messages about our past and about our future. And here's another difference between the two nations. On red tape and big government, Gina Rinehart asks, which country's government has introduced special economic zones that lower government burdens to improve investment, development, and to raise living standards? Well, sadly, the answer to that one ain't us. It's China. Once again, the country is introducing special economic zones to attract more investment. In Australia, we're adding more red tape, more taxes, more regulations. So it is a brutal reality check from Australia's richest person. And if it stings a little bit, well, there's a reason for that. The truth hurts.